Hundreds of millions of dollars are going into the land buying stewardship program. There are also other efforts to protect the land, like the State Natural Areas Program. But UW-Madison botany and environmental studies professor Don Waller says natural habitats are still being degraded, fragmented, and lost in the state and around the world. He says, look at what's happened in Wisconsin forests in terms of wildlife.
The top predators like cougar and wolves are greatly diminished, whereas their prey, often the white-tailed deer, is hugely increased. This may have led to one of the more startling changes we found in our own research, namely the loss of more than half the plant species at Brunei Island State Park and several other areas that did not allow hunting.
Waller says the Great Lakes are also seeing major changes in fish populations, with some popular fish in decline and invasive species becoming more numerous. A new book, co-edited by Waller, calls it The Vanishing Present, Wisconsin's Changing Lands, Waters, and Wildlife. Waller says he hopes it catches the public's eye.
We're hoping that the book will alert the public to the importance of these ecological changes that are going on around them, but aren't quite spectacular enough to make the evening news.
Waller says there have been some good developments of late, such as the comeback of the sandhill and whooping cranes. A variety of changes in nature will be highlighted this week in Milwaukee at the annual meeting of the Ecological Society of America. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.